Oh, hell yeah, brother. Welcome to the podcast, Stop Crying Poser. Greatest podcast known to man as voted by everyone who tuned in live today. Let's shout them all out. OG, Mickey, Myja, Sick Gaming Skill, Tex, Lifestyle, Lyric, B, Mokoma, Ass Master, OG, Mickey, Face, the old Vulgar, Tech, Fenriz, Fluffy, Nails, iBook Boy, Hyja, Master Swag, Venus, Dietraps. Man, I'm yelling because I'm excited for you guys to be here. Before we do the trivia and before we explain what's up with my face, I first want to give you guys a quick update about Christmas. The podcast is scheduled for Christmas, but you motherfuckers are going to be too busy in your pajamas opening up your presents. So we're going to do next week's podcast on Thursday, a day early. I'll probably also tweet this out and shout it out on Instagram so that nobody ruins your Christmas morning with your mommy and your daddy. You're opening, oh, not socks again, mom. Just kidding. N64, bitch. I don't want to fucking ruin what's going on with you guys. So we're going to do it on Thursday, not on Friday. Trivia question is going to be something about me, but I want to start this podcast answering the question everyone wants to know. Ninja Lifestyle, what happened to your face? Well, it's kind of an embarrassing story. I'll explain it pretty basically. This is what happened. I went to the bar the other day. I was having a good old time. I was winning some money and got a little bit too much alcohol in my system. And I started talking shit. I was being a little bit disrespectful. The guy across the bar, he was drinking a little bit of alcohol too. He was being a little bit disrespectful. Lily went to the bathroom. She came out the bathroom. She was being a little bit disrespectful. She said something disrespectful to the other guy. And he said, hey, you better check your fucking bitch. And I said, well, it's not the fucking bitch checking season now, is it? That's not for fucking 15 more days. You fucking came early, you fucking bitch. Walked over there. We got into a scuffle, a tussle. Some glass was broken all over the ground. I'll be honest, he had me in the first half. He definitely had me in the first half. As you guys can see, I'm pretty bruised up. This was 4 days ago, so this is after 4 days of healing. The second half of the fight went my way, though. I elbowed this guy into another dimension. The bartender said he thought he was dead. So I'm the, quote, winner of the fight, but no one's actually a winner in this situation because this could have easily been avoided if I had not drank a lot of alcohol. Sober me would have never gotten into this altercation, and the worst part is not my face. My face is fine, doesn't bother me at all, you know, I've been fucked up like this a million times. This could have been caused by a skateboarding accident. That doesn't bother me. What bothers me is my hand. If you're watching this podcast on video, my hand got sliced open across my palm because during the elbow of death, my hand landed on a piece of like a broken beer glass. So it sliced the fuck out of my hand. In fact, when I got up, I thought this guy stabbed me. I got up because my hand is gushing blood. There's blood all over like my car and my carpet. It was it's a really bad gash on my hand. And now I can't do anything. I can't do anything with one hand. But I tell the story as if it's a cool story. I certainly don't feel cool. I feel embarrassed and I feel really shameful. So we're going to get deep for a second. I don't want to bring the podcast down to get started. Usually we start with some jokes. But I certainly need to take some steps to chill out on the drinking. Because, again, I say that no one's a winner in this situation. We got in a fight, and although I was the one who did not get knocked out, I mean, this very easily could be a situation where I could have got really badly fucked up or even worsely cut. I could have been killed. I could have killed this guy. We both could have went to jail. You know what I mean? I could have lost a lot of things there, and I really need to start just regulating on myself because I have one of these stories. It seems like every 2 months I have a new story of, oh, I got way too drunk and did something stupid. And I don't want to make those stories anymore, even though sometimes they make us laugh. Sometimes we have really fun drunk stories, but it's not worth the risk that I put myself at. And it's not worth the risk of potentially hurting someone else Or even like the risk of like, what if I got Lily in trouble for this? She was with me too. She could have got caught up in the mayhem. What if she would have got hurt? That would have been all bad. And what it all stems from is that entire altercation was my fault. 100% my fault. And it comes down to this, also another embarrassing thing. It comes down to I didn't drink for a few days, and then on that day I couldn't handle my alcohol. I really should have been more aware of how much I'm drinking. I must have had a billion fucking vodka sodas. So I know this is not the best step to take, but for the next foreseeable future, for at least the next month or two, if I feel the need to drink alcohol, we're going straight Bud Light. Bud Light sucks. It's like water. You're drinking piss water. You know what, man? That's my punishment. That's fine. If I can drink piss water and avoid putting myself in these type of situations, because this is not the first time it's happened, it's hopefully for real I can put a real stop to this and stop making the nights so like volatile. I want to have a fun night. I want to be like everybody else, man. I want to go out and drink my beers and have fun, maybe do some gambling, you know, make some jokes, and then make it home at a reasonable time and then have everything be good. But you guys have seen me even on this podcast sometimes. I come in at fucking 3:30 p.m. Pacific time, half the day's completely gone, and I'm completely fucking hungover, barely able to string a sentence together. So it's really, it's going to be a time of like reflecting on myself, because like I said, even though I was the quote winner of the fight, I don't feel like a winner at all. I feel like a fucking loser. I feel extremely embarrassed. On top of that, well, now I can never go to that fucking bar again. Way to go. So that's what happened, man. I wanted to tell that story first because I have this pet peeve about telling the same story over and over and over and over again. And I know that when I go out tonight, everyone's going to say, what the fuck happened? What the fuck happened? What the fuck happened? What the fuck happened? I'm going to have this link. I'm going to have a link to the podcast. I'm going to highlight that section. I'm going to have the link ready and just paste it in a text message and say, this is what happened. I don't really want to talk about it right now. I've actually spent the entire week just hanging out by myself and hanging out with Lily. I haven't talked to anyone. I haven't gone out. I haven't gone shopping. We've just been in here eating, relaxing, not drinking. I really caught up on a bunch of movies, which is half my topics today are movies because I didn't actually do anything productive during the week. But also, another big setback is that with my hand fucked up and my face fucked up, it really fucked up my ability to even make the videos I was supposed to make this week. I was supposed to make a video where I review a massage gun. That video completely changed. I had to make the video without showing my face. It's still kind of funny, but it could have been better. I had to do Friday's video, the video that came out today. Instead of learning a new flip trick or a new grind, I fucking did a one-foot kick turn as a trick tip. What a waste of time. And I fucking blocked out my face because it's embarrassing, right? Not only is it embarrassing, but backtracking to the, well, what happened, man? Again, I don't want to explain what happened a million fucking times. I'd much rather just not show the face and just wait till later. So it's been quite a week. I can't even take out my own fucking trash because I can't lift the trash with my hands so fucked up. I can't work out because my hands so fucked up. I was going to do a video where I ate Korean spicy noodles, Korean fire noodles. Can't do that. My hands fucked up. So even setting up the camera and the lighting is fucking too much for me, man. It's just, I made the decision to drink a lot of fucking alcohol on one night. I fucked up one guy's night super fucking bad, really bad. Probably fucked up his whole week. And I fucked up my whole week too. So it's just embarrassing, man. It's a shameful thing, and it's embarrassing. And I'm hoping that this isn't like one of those things where I just talk about it for a couple days and then just fuck it off, you know, like my diet, you know, or like my pull-ups. I was going to do pull-ups every day a couple months ago. Yeah, right. Fuck that. 2 days in, I completely quit. I don't want it to be like that. I want this to be something that I can really, really do and save, like, I'm not saying don't get drunk ever again. I'm just saying save those nights for like Saturday when I stay home. I watch UFC all night and I stay home. Let's save those completely like idiotic, shit-faced, drunken, malt liquor, vodka nights. Let's save those for when I'm on stream hanging out with you guys, not leaving my house. Let's save that for a non-volatile environment where drunk, angry ninja doesn't run into another drunk, angry guy across the bar, and then we have a drunk, angry fucking fight So definitely gotta regulate on myself because no one else is gonna do it, right? The bartender let that shit happen. This fool let that shit happen until this fool was dead. And he said, "Oh, stop!" And I was like, "All right. I mean, I guess you said it, Herb Dean. I guess I'll stop it now." And I looked down at this fool's fucking mangled body. I'm like, "Oh, shit. Great. Great." What a situation. So that's it. I've explained it. We're not going to talk about it anymore. I'm sure that a few people are going to talk about it in the chat. When they tune in late, maybe they missed the story. Feel free to catch those guys up. So for a trivia question, this is going to be a very, very easy trivia question. It's about me. Someone suggested it earlier in the chat room. Rather than do trivia about food or geography or history or movies or some bullshit like that, let's do a trivia on me. This should be easy. You guys ready? Do you guys want a chance? Oh shit, let me grab this with my right hand since my left hand is fucked! You guys want a chance to win a free Ninja Lifestyle sticker pack sent directly to you? Even if you live in Canada, eh? Oh, I live in Canada, eh? I want to get a fucking sticker pack, essay. That's how they talk, right? My Canadian's not great. I am not impressed by his performance. Is that better? Does that sound Canadian? You guys want a chance to win a Ninja Lifestyle sticker pack? Well, you have to answer the question first. So if you're lagging, then you're fucking... I almost said the bad word on Twitch. I'm not saying it. If you're lagging, you're bragging. Oh shit, almost let it go. Almost let that fucking word go. Damn. Okay, we're not gonna even talk about it no more. Fucking fast forward. Here's the question. Name three people, three friends of mine that have been on my YouTube channel. Just name three friends. One of them might be in the chat room right now. Someone who could be a skater, could be one of my drunken friends. Just name three. First one to name three. If you live in America or Canada, you are the winner. Face Theo says Richie, Tex, and Asian John. Those are some great ones, but unfortunately, you're wrong. I'm joking, motherfucker. You're the winner. Oh, OG Mickey says Tex, Asian John, and Rye Dog. Oh, I love the Rye Dog shout out. Absolutely. Hell yeah. Tex, Richie, Asian John. I like it. Richie, Tex, and John. Oh, I will not be accepting John ever because there's another John that we know in our group and he's never on video. So that's the wrong John. I'm talking about the Asian John, the one who used to be a member of the ASK, the Asian Shred Club. You guys know who I'm talking about. So, the winner is Face Theo. Get your information to me in a DM, and I will send your sticker pack promptly. Now, let's start with the news. There's one news article that absolutely blew my fucking mind. It blew my fucking mind, and if you're watching this in video, it should blow your mind too. Take a look at our first victim. Remember this face? It looks kind of familiar, right? Let's read. Las Vegas inmate detained in strangulation death of his cellmate. Now take a look at this mugshot. It should look familiar because we just, not 7 days ago, mentioned this guy on the podcast. This guy was on Fremont Street, walked up to a random tourist and started stabbing him. Random guy, no relation whatsoever, not a single word was spoken, just walked up and started stabbing. Now they took this guy to jail. And 12 days later, he strangled his cellmate. How fucking bizarre and crazy is that? Let's read. One inmate died following an altercation and alleged strangulation at the Clark County Detention Center. We've all been there, both me and Tex and Richie. I don't know about Asian John and Rye Dog. About 4:36 a.m. on December 13th, a corrections officer discovered an unresponsive 59-year-old male inmate lying inside his cell during a routine walkthrough of the jail. The victim was taken to UMC, trauma in critical condition. Homicide detectives learned that the suspect, 39-year-old Stephen Ravel, motherfucker, I remember that name from last week. The victim had engaged in a confrontation inside the cell before Ravel strangled the victim. On December 15th, he died of his injuries. Following the incident, police detained Ravel. Police detained him? Oh shit, how'd they manage to do that? They fucking let this guy go? Or what? They detained him from his cell and placed him back in his cell? What is going on here? On December 5th, Ravel was involved in a random stabbing on Fremont Street. And when I say Fremont Street, this shit wasn't like off in the shadows. This was in the middle of everything. Probably 100 witnesses saw this. This is right in the middle of everything. It happened right outside White Castle and Denny's. At like the hub. Right under the zip line of fucking Fremont Street. This fool just walked up to a guy and stabbed him. Beast. Is it a beast? Is it a beast move? What a beast, though. What a beast. His KD is almost 2-0 right now. Piece of shit, dude. I hope they give this guy the fucking death penalty. Continuing. He was arrested and charged with attempted murder and possession of a controlled substance. Now, he's charged with one count of open murder. In the strangulation case, the identity and cause and manner of the victim's death will be determined by the coroner's office. So, whatever, you stabbed a random person who's not looking at you. Okay, good on you. Way to go, you piece of shit. Then you go to jail, and 59-year-old. You're 39, he's 59. Sounded like it could have been a fair fight. You know who you're not going to ever go fucking strangle? Is fucking 59-year-old Mike Tyson. You'd leave him the fuck alone, you skinny tweaker bitch. I hate this fucking guy, dude. What a straight fucking piece of shit. What do you expect, though? What do you expect out of this guy? Got nothing to live for anyways, man. Get rid of this guy. Lock him up. Throw away the fucking key. Lock him downstairs where no one ever fucking visits. And he can fucking eat rats. Piece of shit. Actual rats. Actual living, breathing rats. Next article. Oh, my God. We got some real fucking winners today. This is a conspiracy theory by me also. Report. This reads, 25-year-old mother intentionally shot her 3-year-old son. Intentionally is in quotation marks, and that fucking bothers me. Because when Fox first reported this, they reported it as accidentally shot. Their initial report was that the gun dropped on the ground and shot a 3-year-old. And I read that, and it sounded very fishy. Because it was in a really public area in the middle of an apartment complex. You dropped your gun and killed your 3-year-old who happened to be right next to you while you're hanging out with your friends. That makes no sense. So then they changed it to intentionally shot because they actually read the fucking arrest report. But intentionally is still in quotes. And that fucking bothers me about Fox. I think they're doing everything they can to make it seem like it's the gun's fault and not the person's fault. That's what I feel like. Fox always does this thing where they're like anti-guns. And I don't know if it's Fox across the board or just Fox Las Vegas. But they always do this thing where they seem just so weirdly anti-gun that if I hold a gun up and kill a 3-year-old, it's maybe intentional. If I shoot a fucking 3-year-old at point-blank range, pull the trigger and blast them, it's probably intentional. It might not be intentional. It could happen to anybody. Fuck you. Hell no. This is a crazy fucking terrible person mom. Should have never been given a gun and probably should have never had a fucking kid or should have gave that kid up for adoption. If you hate your fucking kid that much, let's go ahead and read. Actually, I want to scroll down and see if they do the original report. They don't. They fucking erased it. Those pieces of shit. Everyone probably read that report and they were like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. This is fucking weird. Okay, let's read. A 25-year-old mother, quote, intentionally shot her 3-year-old son, in quotes, intentionally. Okay, on December 16th, Las Vegas police officers were called to an apartment complex near Charleston and Nellis, kind of ghetto. David Valenta with the department's special victims unit said they received a call regarding a 3-year-old boy who had been shot. The investigation revealed a 25-year-old woman identified as the boy's mother, Jasmine Vargas, was outside her friend's apartment among children at the time of the shooting, equipped with a newly purchased firearm. An initial investigation indicated a man within the group had, quote, manipulated the firearm that had went off. However, police on Thursday said Vargas had mishandled the firearm herself, striking the boy with a fatal shot. They're doing everything they can to make this sound like a mom didn't just shoot her fucking kid. They're doing everything they can. The gun was manipulated by a man. In what way manipulated? He pieced it together piece by piece and built the gun? Or maybe he put ammo in it? Okay, maybe he did. Maybe he even cocked it. But you have a gun in your hand. You aim it at your own fucking 3-year-old son. You pull the trigger. That's not kind of intentional. That's you hate your fucking kid. That's you hate your fucking kid. All right? You're a dick if you hit your kid in the face with a Nerf gun. You're kind of a dickhead, right? If it's a powerful Nerf gun, and you hit your kid fucking right in the head, and they start crying, you're a piece of shit mom. So what does it make you when you do it with a real fucking firearm? Like the scum of the earth, I would say. Let's continue reading. This is the arrest report. Okay. Hopefully this will be a little less biased. In an arrest report, police said Vargas purchased the gun a month ago. Vargas said she had never owned a gun previously, but would take the 9mm, fucking 9mm. She would take the 9mm into the desert to practice shooting. According to her testimony, the gun could hold 6 total rounds. The day before the deadly incident, Vargas said she fired 2 shots toward the mountain area of Lake Mead Boulevard West. Vargas told police she didn't realize the gun had remaining rounds in the magazine chamber at the time of the shooting. Oh, she didn't realize it had rounds in it. That doesn't sound like, oh shit, like I just fucking accidentally did this. It sounds negligent. It sounds like you don't care about anything that happens to you after then. Vargas had driven to her friend Jessica Rivera's apartment to have her makeup done that night. Rivera's son Gabriel and her younger sister Fabiola were also on the scene. Before the incidents, the friends exited the apartment to, quote, take a stroll. The dimly lit apartment complex, which had been the subject of recent auto burglaries, alarmed the girls. Whoa, that's kind of strange. Because it's a dimly lit apartment complex, a lot of auto burglaries, great time to, quote, take a stroll with your kids. Okay, let's continue reading. From there, Vargas retrieved the gun from her vehicle to show her friends. At one point, Vargas handed the gun to Arvallo to hold. Here's a really telling sentence. Jessica told Fabiola not to pull the trigger. Don't pull the trigger. She told that, I think Fabiola is the daughter, I think. Younger sister, okay. That's the younger sister. Don't pull the trigger, that's what she says. After that, she takes the weapon back, saying, there's nothing in there. Then, oh, get ready for this. This is fucking chilling. She extended her arm, pointing the weapon a few feet away from both children and Jessica, the report read. With that, she fired a single shot, striking John in the head. 3-year-old John. Rivera yelled at Vargas to look at her son lying, bleeding on the ground. A neighbor drove them to Sunrise Hospital, where John was pronounced dead. She's facing charges of child abuse with substantial bodily harm resulting in death. You should be charged with fucking murder, dude. Quote, this is great, dude. This is a great quote. She didn't understand the paramount responsibility of gun ownership and the dangers. She didn't understand the responsibility of gun ownership. The fact that you got it in order to protect yourself and potentially kill people that fuck with you, and you didn't understand the dangers of a weapon that can kill people. They're doing everything they can to take this bitch aside in this article. Am I the only one that reads it like that? It seems very strange to me that they're doing everything they can to make her kind of like, oh, it's accidental. Dude, how do you accidentally point your gun at the fucking kid's head and pull the trigger? Pull the trigger! Are you kidding me? That's like saying she accidentally shot the mountain that one day. Oh yeah, I went out there and I loaded it up, I cocked it, I fucking had ammo in it, I aimed at the mountain, and I shot it accidentally. No, motherfucker, you fucking shot the mountain. You aimed at the mountain, you had ammo in there, and you shot the fucking mountain, right? That's how you practiced. Except next day, you practice on your kid's fucking head. You're a piece of shit, you're a horrible person. If you don't want to have kids, you don't fucking have to. Put them up for adoption. Give them to another family member. A brother, a sister, a grandmother, or mom, or dad, uncle, someone else. Anyone else. Drop your fucking kid off at a goddamn fucking fire station. 3-year-old. Holy shit, man. It's so terrible, man. This shit makes my blood boil because it's just like... I don't know, man. It's hard for me to read this. If this bitch goes to court and starts crying, I'm going to scream fake. I promise you. I'm going to say bull fucking shit. Fake. If you really felt that bad, you should have turned that gun on yourself and killed yourself right away. That's what you should have done. The moment you found out your kid was dead, you should have blasted yourself and saved everyone you encounter. It's everyone who you encounter from now on, save them. Because you're a piece of shit. You're completely stupid. And you don't belong out here with everybody. Is that? I don't think that's overdoing it. I think that's a fair judgment. Holy shit, man. It's so morbid. It's so fucking, oh goodness, man. It's really fucking sad. Next article. Look at this guy. He looks just like me. Got a black eye, cut nose, cut lip. Surprisingly, you know what? When I get in fights, the first thing to go is my lips. I didn't take one blow to the lips, man. Mainly forehead and eyeball. Nose might have got fucked up. Maybe a little fracture. It feels crooked to me, but whatever. That's okay. I really don't care about my fucking face that much. I don't know why that is. I'm not a necessarily vain person. Like, if I have a pimple, I'm going to pop it. But if I have a black eye, like, whatever. I'm not going to not go grocery shopping. That's just me, though. You know what I mean? Then again, if I have shit in my pants, I'll go home and change. I think... I don't know if that was like... I said that as if it was unrelatable. Like, I'm the only weirdo that would fucking walk out with a black eye, but not with shit in your pants. I said it as if, like, oh, who could relate to me? But I I imagine everyone's like that. Oh, shit. Okay, continuing. This guy looks like he got beat up. I think he lost his mind, man. Let me explain what I saw, because we're not going to watch the video right now, but I'll explain it. Somehow, this guy got into Las Vegas McCarran International Airport. This is a pretty well-guarded airport. I don't know how he did it, but he got in there, got into the runway somehow, climbed onto a plane's wing. Like, I've seen these planes. They're pretty tall. I don't know if you had to climb up on something or had a ladder or what, but he climbed up onto the wing of the plane and started, like, flapping around acting weird. Now, this plane had people in it, so there's cell phone footage of people in the plane filming this guy on the wing of the plane, and he must have been up there for a while, because eventually police start showing up, and he's on the wing of the plane. Eventually a cop gets on the wing of the plane, and I don't know if you guys can picture it, but the end of the plane wing, or at least a lot of these big commercial planes, they kind of like tilt up, kind of like a kicker ramp, like a quarter pipe at the end. So there's a cop like inching towards him. He decides to try to climb even higher on the wing, loses his footing, slips, and clumsily bashes his head on the ground, fucking, I'm going to say like 7 feet down, falls 7 feet, lands straight side of his body, head on the ground, complete fucking unconscious. I thought he might have broke his skull, because I don't know if you guys have ever seen a skateboarder hit their head really hard on concrete, but there's a very distinct thud that happens. I believe the thud comes from the brain smashing against the skull. Smashed his shit up. And it seemed like he mainly hit the back of his head, and it still gave him a front of your head black eye. Why did he do this? I have no idea. So we're going to read and try to find out, because I don't know anything about this story other than watching the video on Facebook. So let's read. Man arrested at Las Vegas airport after climbing a plane. He wanted to tell the world his quote story. What the hell is with these quotes today? He wanted to tell the world his story. No, bitch, he wanted to tell his story. I gotta look up who's writing these. This one's by Ashley Casper. Let's roll up. This one's by Ashley Casper. The next one, please. This one's by Ashley fucking Casper! Quit putting quotes around everything! I bet you're one of those weird, dumb, blonde bitches who's like, actually, I was literally in line for 5 hours waiting for my Starbucks. And it was literally freezing cold when I literally got it. It was freezing cold. Literally 5 hours of freezing. I drank it and I literally turned into an ice cube and literally had frostbite and literally went to the doctor before going to work. No, bitch! You didn't literally do anything! Piece of shit. Oh, Ashley. And Ashley. Isn't that such a dumb blonde name? Ashley. I bet she pronounces like Ashley. I bet you instead of saying thank you, she goes, thank you. She adds the little weird Q in the middle. Thank you. Thanks. Say thanks. Thanks. No, bitch, thanks. Thanks. Thank you. And when she says bye on the phone, bye-bye. I bet it's one of those dumb bitches, man. I hate this bitch. Bye-bye. Oh, shit. You try to tell him something. Hey, I'm gonna take Thursday off. Is that gonna be okay? Okay. 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 Bye-bye. Fuck you. Piece of shit. All right, let's read the story. What a rant that was. Alejandro Carson ran across two active runways at McCarran International Airport and waved down a flight of 72 people, 72, before he climbed an airplane's wing, hoping to tell the world his, quote, story. Piece of shit. On December 12th, around 1:35 p.m., Captain Mark Frank. Oh, that's a captain's name. Two first names? Mark Frank. I bet his middle name's Joseph. Captain Mark Joseph Frank of Alaska Airlines Flight 1364 notified the FAA that a man was attempting to wave down his plane as it prepared to take off. An investigation revealed that he had scaled a 7-foot fence to get there. Wow. That action caused Captain Frank to stop the aircraft within what is called the movement area, which is a space between runways. Moments later, that male ran to the rear of the aircraft and climbed onto the left main wing and began walking on the wing. So I'm looking at this wing, dude. I'm kind of curious as to how he climbed it. But maybe, dude, that's a fucking American Ninja Warrior. He's really wasting his time out here fucking belly flopping off plane wings. He could have been on the course jumping up the warped wall. Okay, let's continue. Police made contact with the man and attempted to talk him down, but were unsuccessful. At one point, he lied down on the wing, bloodied and unresponsive. Why? I wonder how he got cut. I bet the fucking plane is sharp. I bet there's a bunch of like sharp shit on the side. Probably cut himself. Anyways, moments later, Carson fell to the ground, allowing officers to make contact. I wouldn't just say fell to the ground. I would say violently plummeted. If I was writing this article, okay, first off, fell should be in quotations, you dumb bitch. Carson, quote, fell to the ground. No, he violently plummeted to his demise. The male stood up and shimmied his way off the tip of the wing and fell to the ground where he was taken into custody. Holy shit, he was transported to UMC with a broken nose and minor cuts. Okay, any information? What was his story? I want to know what the guy's, quote, story was. Let's continue. Following the incident, counterterrorism sergeant Cunningham, Richie Cunningham, interviewed Carlson and he admitted he was a mentally ill individual seeking a broader audience to tell his story. How? How is climbing the plane going to help? First off, all those people filming you, they can't hear you. There's a fucking big, thick fucking window right there. And all those cops who are down below you, they're just waiting for you to eat shit. They're not listening to anything you say. They're just yelling, freeze and come down. Freeze, come down, freeze. Hands up, hands down, freeze. Freeze, move. Fucking shake your right foot. Turn it all about. Sit down, stand up. The music stopped, bitch. Fucking cops. It was unclear what he hoped to tell passengers on the plane. Carlson was booked for disregard for the safety of a person or property and trespassing. Documents say the FAA had to divert other flights because of the incident. However, according to McCarran Airport spokesman, only the single airplane was affected. So whatever. This guy, we have no information. This guy climbed a plane and fucking belly flopped off. Have you guys seen on Twitter this guy? He used to just jump off this like stage, but now he's got a trampoline. He goes, this is for all my juggalos and juggalettes. Whoop, whoop. And then he jumps off things and he sets up these weird things to land on, like a table with thumbtacks, a bunch of Legos. On Thanksgiving, he body slammed himself onto a Thanksgiving dinner table. I'm sure on Christmas, he'll jump onto a bunch of fucking Christmas presents. You guys got to check it out. I can't think of his name right now. Oh, it's Superhuman. Thank you, guys. Fluffy Nails and Dracula got it. His name is Superhuman. Spelled with two U's or maybe two M's. He certainly seems like, I don't want to say this is true, he seems like he might be missing one little screw. Probably totally can like have a job and he's good, but he might be a little extra on like the autism scale. He has a weird lisp. So it's one of those things where it's hilarious. I can do the whole bit right now. What's up, guys? This is for my jiggalos and jiggalettes. I'm going to jump onto a table with just a bunch of steel text today. Okay, here we go. Whoop, whoop. One, two, three. Whoop, whoop. Bow. Oh, 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 God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, my God. My back. My back. Oh, and then the video cuts. And I even did the accent pretty good. When you guys watch the real episode, you guys are going to know I just killed that accent. I just killed the fucking accent right there, dude. I may not be able to do a Canadian accent, but I can do autistic pretty fucking good. Anyways, that's all we got for the news articles today. Let's move into what's happening in my life. Like I said, I've spent this entire week not talking to anybody, man. The embarrassment kind of just made me want to sit by myself and just kind of be with my thoughts and watch movies, hang out with my girl, and also not drink. So I've been spending a lot of time at home, and here's what I've been doing, watching movies. I've been watching fucking movies. I'm going to give you guys Ninja's movie review. So, you guys want to start with good movies or bad movies? Let's start with bad movies, and I'll tell you guys the order in which I watch them. There's a movie called Z. Z is about an invisible monster that fucking haunts this kid and haunts his mom. And he's like magical but invisible. Complete bullshit story. Not that good. As far as a horror movie, I'd give it a 3 out of 10. It's not the worst movie ever. 3 out of 10, probably one to avoid. It's just called Z, the letter Z. Next one. This one gained a ton of hype online. This was like the movie to watch. It was all over Twitter. It was all over Facebook. It's called Megan is Missing. I don't know how in the fuck this video, I call it a video. It's barely a movie. I don't know how this movie got so much hype. I do know why, because it's a shock video. It's a whole movie about trying to shock you, but it's, their budget must have been $18, because half of the movie's filmed on a cell phone. It's so bad. The story's bad. The dialogue is absolutely atrocious. The acting is beyond horrible. It is some of the worst acting I've ever seen in a movie that's been allowed to be like on Netflix. The worst acting I've ever seen. Dialogue even worse. Directing, very bad. Story, really bad. But here's the thing. People watch it because at the end of it, there's like a really gross scene where this fucking 15-year-old girl discusses a like 10-minute story of her sucking a dick when she was 10 years old, a graphic story of her sucking a dick. Later in the movie, there's this really graphic scene where like an underage girl gets raped and the scene goes on for like 10 minutes, so you're sitting there uncomfortable. And then the end of the movie, it's like just a really morbid scene of like dead bodies being buried. I mean, I kind of spoiled the whole movie. It's there to be shocking. They show everything. It's just really gross. It's Blair Witch Project style, but it's not shocking. It's just gross, man. If you watch this shit and you say it's a masterpiece, you're probably the type of person who like watches child porn and thinks it's cool. It's not that cool. If I wanted to watch some shit that had no dialogue and no plot and no like planning at all, I'd watch the fucking Human Centipede, which I've never seen, but I imagine the only reason you watch that is to watch humans shit in each other's mouths, right? Guys pooping, poop in another man's mouth, that's why you watch that, because you're weird? Well, the only reason you'd watch Megan is Missing is because you like underage rape. That's the only thing it has in the movie. It's not worth watching, it's terrible. 0 out of 10. For effort, 0. You want to make something shocking, like, come up with a cool twist. Come up with a cool, like, an interesting movie idea. Do something like that. Don't just think about, oh shit, I read this article the other day about a fucking little girl getting raped and tortured. Man, that sounds like a cool movie idea. I think I'll show every part of it. It doesn't seem interesting. Faces of Death style, exactly, as Vulgar Tech says. Terrible fucking movie. I didn't like it. Obviously, I didn't like it because it made me uncomfortable and gross. And they say, oh, that's the point. It's supposed to make you uncomfortable and gross. Guess what? Anyone can do that. Okay? I can go on Fremont Street, downtown Las Vegas, pull my dick out and shit myself and make people uncomfortable and gross, but it doesn't mean it's a great movie. It doesn't mean that I provoked any thought. It doesn't mean it's interesting in any way. It just means I'm lazy and I pulled my dick out and shit myself. Ooh! That's gross and it makes me uncomfortable. I bet it does. Okay. Not clever, though. Anyways. Next movie I watched was called Rust Creek. Rust Creek was, what was that about? I think it was about like a kidnapping or something, and the sheriff was involved, and there was meth. There was like a meth lab. Here's the thing, though. Rust Creek could have been a great movie. It was almost a great movie. If you don't care about guns, you might like Rust Creek. Check it out. It's a movie about a kidnapping. Definitely worth watching it. Not a terrible movie. Here's the thing. Dialogue wasn't the worst. Storyline wasn't the worst. Here's the thing that kills movies for me. Okay, as a gun person, when I see a movie that blatantly disregards like any gun, like, I don't know, information at all, right? I watch End of Watch. At the end of Watch, they invented this shit called the 9,000 clip AK. This guy had an AK and it never stopped firing for 9 straight minutes. It never needed a magazine change. Never. And there was like 4 of them. These fools shot $9 million worth of 7.62. Ammo, $9 million of ammo is what it took for that movie. No, it was just terrible. So in Rust Creek, at the end of the movie, spoiler alert, the sheriff runs out of ammo in his revolver. Granted, let me explain this. He shot the revolver like 2 days ago, twice. Then yesterday, he shot the revolver twice, spent the whole day at the police station, and I'm supposed to believe I'm supposed to believe that this cop spent his morning at the police station and never thought to perhaps reload his revolver, which only holds 6 shots. I'm supposed to believe, he was the lieutenant too, that the number one head cop just decided to never reload his revolver in multiple days after shooting it. That was bullshit. It ruined the entire movie for me. And maybe that's just me. Maybe it just ruined the movie for me. I don't know. Next one. I'm going to save the best for last. Next movie. This one's called La Llorona. I watched it with my girlfriend, Lillay. She's in the chat room right now. La Llorona, for a horror movie, I'm not big into scary movies, but for a horror movie, it hit the mark. I definitely think it was okay. It wasn't bad at all. It had some really good jump scare moments, which I know my girlfriend, that's what she really likes. The jump scares, great moments. Storyline, wasn't bad. Dialogue, wasn't terrible. Special effects, not bad at all. If I liked scary movies, I would enjoy this. But here is the catch. Lily didn't appreciate this, but I know you guys will. I'm watching the movie. I'm hanging out. I'm relaxing. In one of the very first scenes, a cop appears, and I say, hold on a second, that cop looks familiar. That actor looks familiar. It was none other than Paul Rodriguez, professional skateboarder. This motherfucker played a cop. He only had like 10 lines. He was like, you want me to go in the house with you? No, I'm fine. I really should go in the house with you. I used to serve with your husband. We were cops together. No, I'm fine. I'll go in alone. Okay, ma'am. That was Paul Rodriguez, and I'm watching this shit, I'm like, that's fucking P-Rod, man, in the scary-ass movie about some Mexican ghost. That makes sense. Your dad's like a Mexican comedian, you probably know about the ghost. You probably know the ghost. Probably used to haunt you and your fucking sisters and brothers for years. La Llorona. Oh, beware of La Llorona. She'll fuck up your tray flips and your crooked grinds, and there's no way you can combine those, because that would be the knack, and it ain't never gonna happen. What's the knack stand for? The knack never gonna... What does knack stand for? Does anybody remember that shit? Anyways, P-Rod was in there. It was pretty good movie. Also, this guy Tuco was in it. Tuco was in the movie from Breaking Bad. He played a drug dealer. And on this one, he played he played a priest. It was pretty cool, man. Lily recognized that fool right away. Not a chance, the knack. Not a chance. Hell yeah. There was not a chance they was gonna give him any more lines in that movie. But it was pretty good, man. Also, because of him, 2 kids got killed. P-Rod killed 2 kids. That should be the title of this podcast. Paul Rodriguez killed 2 children. I'm kidding. I would never make it like that. But that was okay. Now, again, I've been spending this entire week inside. I've been watching a lot of movies. Now it's time for the best movie of the week. Are you guys ready for this? It's called Antebellum. A-N-T-E-B-E-L-L-U-M. Antebellum. Absolute fucking masterpiece of a movie, man. It's a crazy twist. I'm not going to spoil the twist, but it starts off sort of like a movie in like the, I don't know, the 30s or 40s, slave plantations movie, and then it gets really weird, and then there's a twist that you will not fucking see coming, and it's so good. It's just a great fucking movie, man. I can't tell you what it's about, but dialogue, on point, directing, on point, storyline, completely unexpected, really unique story that I've never seen before. Obviously, I'm not a movie critic, but outstanding fucking story, dude. A story that the story just blew me away. You kind of got to suspend your disbelief for some parts of the movie, but that's, whatever, that's kind of any movie. Great movie. If you have to watch one movie this week or you want to watch one movie, I would definitely recommend Antebellum. Now, what else do I have in my notes here? Hunting Test. I began my hunting test finally. It's not what I expected. Here's the thing. It's called a timed test. I thought that meant that I would only have a certain amount of time to finish the test, but I was wrong. I thought I was going to study all the material and then take the test, and I would finish it really quickly because I'm super smart, right? I got all the information. I'll finish the test really quick. No, I found out when they say timed test, it's the opposite of timed. You have to spend a certain amount of time on each section. So I'm looking at gun safety. It forces you to watch this fucking little video, and it forces you to read this article for 2 minutes. Now, I can read kind of fast. I may not be able to understand what I'm reading, but I can read quick. So I skim to the bottom of this article that's fucking how to hold a handgun. And I go, fuck, I already know how to hold a handgun. You put your hand on it. Now you're holding it. try not to shoot your three-year-old son. Is it that fucking hard? But I have to sit there and wait for this timer, this one-minute timer, because I'm supposed to spend 1 minute reading this shit. And I spent 2 hours on it, and I've actually done about, I've probably done maybe 4 minutes. I've done about 4 minutes of actual, like, testing. But I've been taking this test for 2 hours, over 2 hours. 4 minutes of solving, answering questions, proving I know what I'm talking about. 2.5 hours of learning pointless bullshit. It sucks, but guess what? The best part is I can pause and I can come back another day. I can pause and come back another day. So probably tomorrow night, or not, probably Sunday night, I'll do another 2 hours. Monday night, I'll do another 2 hours, and then I'll be done. And then the next video you guys will see of me, hopefully, or maybe picture will be me holding up a jackrabbit, just eating it raw. Yeah, that's right, boys. I'm excited about it. I'm excited about it. So that's all I got for you guys, man. We went a little bit over time today. I'm happy about that. This podcast is going to cap out around 51 minutes. Not bad for a week where I pretty much did nothing. So if you guys tuned in late, here is what happened to my face. I got too drunk at the bar, and I was being a big old dickhead. Another guy at the bar was also being a dickhead. We were being dickheads to each other. Lily told that guy to shut the fuck up. He told me that I need to check my bitch, and I decided that I wasn't going to check my bitch. I was going to check my fucking elbow on his face. The fight started off pretty bad for me. I got bopped up pretty good. Second half of the fight, I elbowed this guy into fucking purgatory. While I was doing that, I cut the shit out of my hand on a piece of broken glass, and now I can't do anything. That's the whole story. That's it. It's a sad story. I'm embarrassed about it, and I'm going to slow down my drinking just to recap. Also, to recap, got some good movies. Also, to recap, if you shoot your three-year-old in the face, you're a piece of shit. If you stab a random person, you're a piece of shit. If you suffocate your cellmate for no reason because he's an old man, you're a piece of shit. If you climb onto an airplane to tell your story, you're not too bad. Also, if you say thank you, I fucking don't want you around me. Ever. Okay? Anyone out there named Ashley, don't fucking hang out with me. Ever. Ever. I hate you fucking people. That's all I got for the podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Whoever won the trivia question, definitely get back to me. Stay tuned for the post show, because we're going to hang out there. If you tuned in late, don't worry. You can watch a repeat of this podcast. It comes out every single Sunday on Podbean, YouTube, and iTunes. So check that out. Subscribe to me on YouTube. Follow me on Twitch. Shout out to everyone who tuned in live. Can I get a hell yeah, by the way? Can I get a hell yeah out of people who tuned in and stuck around till the end here? I appreciate everyone for being here. If you want to help the podcast, you can always donate money. I love when people send money to me. I spend it on gambling. You know what? Your $5 could become 500, and that's a big deal to me. Or it could become zero, and then we just wasted your money. But it's your money, not mine, so fuck you. Shout out to Lyric B, Jerker Carrick, iBook Boy, Dracula SB, Master Swag, Maja Svarta, Mokoma, Dracula, Bulldo, Joey, Fenris, Matthew is cool, Fluffy Nails, Ass Master, iBook Boy, Master Swag, Text tuned in for a little while. Also, Princess Schlill, my girlfriend, tuned in to watch my podcast. Oh, she really likes me. Vulgar Tech, Infamy, appreciate you guys for being here. Tell a friend about the podcast, man. If it made you laugh, Lyric said, it made me laugh. I giggled at the part where you said Ashley. Well, that's good. Tell a friend about the podcast. Definitely tune in every single Friday right around 3:30 p.m. Pacific time right here on twitch.tv/ninjalifestyle. Have a great weekend. Don't drink too much. Don't drink too little. But if you drink too little, that's okay. Drinking too little is better than drinking too much because, hey, look at me. Yeah, the voice of a generation. You guys have a great night. Let's play that fucking outro. God damn it, motherfucker. What? OMG, Ashley, I literally didn't shoot my three-year-old in the head because I'm fucking stupid. Literally. Air quotes.